Let me give you two examples. Do you know an ant? An ant. If an ant lies, it is punished. By what? What do you think I would punish someone if they lied? By. We would probably tell him, hey, don't lie next time. The most a child might get whacked a little bit. That also nowadays, the Maulana will be fired if he does that. By death. The ant is killed. Can I give you an example? Take a biscuit near an anthill. This has been proven, tried and tested. Take a biscuit piece, a nice little biscuit piece near an anthill. When you see one ant walking, put the biscuit down. That ant, if it senses, and at night generally the sense is better than during the daytime of the ants, that ant will go round this biscuit once and twice. Then it will go to the biscuit. Then it will leave the biscuit and go back to the anthill. And it will go in and it will inform the whole army that there is food I found. Let's go. So the whole army, after 10 minutes, 15 minutes, come out, saffan saffa. There is order. They follow the amir. They don't just walk. You notice ants, they'll come one after the other, but they'll all be in a line, as though someone is there guarding with AK-47s. They might be having their own guns. I hope they don't have their own hijackers. So what happens is, they then all walk towards the biscuit. As they are coming towards the biscuit, you pick up that biscuit. What happens? Watch very carefully. They will all go and circle exactly the spot where the biscuit was. Precisely, they'll circle it. After that, they will begin to circle one ant. Which ant? The ant that brought the information is now circled. And the circle becomes smaller and smaller and smaller until there is chaos. And then they all leave and they go back to the anthill. You will find one dead ant in the center there. Subhanallah! That is the creation of Allah. هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ فَأَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ. This is the creation of Allah. So show me what those besides Allah have created. Nothing. Let me give you one other example to explain to you the status of Allah. Who is this creator? If a bee commits, technically speaking, if a bee commits zina, it is also eliminated. Death is the penalty. Why did I say technically? Because zina, if I am to translate it in a technical way, to seek pleasure from that which does not belong to you. That is the translation. To seek haram, pleasure from that which does not belong to you. So, there is a queen in the hive. The queen makes a decision. Imagine, they've got a leader. What is the decision the queen makes? Which flowers are we going to go to extract from? So say, for example, the lavender is chosen. All these bees go to that lavender. And they extract, they come back to the hive and they release or deposit whatever they have brought. And there is a comb of honey. That honey is of one flavor. It can never be two flavors. Go and ask those who extract honey. You have one flavor of honey. It can't be mixed. So if one bee goes to the wrong flower, and it is reported that the bees actually get a feeling of pleasure by going to extract this from the flower, the petals and so on. If it goes to the wrong flower, when it comes back upon entry, it is killed. Go to any hive, you will find a few dead bees at the bottom. Subhanallah. That is the system that we are talking about to recognize Allah. How many of us would have thought that the bees also have a penal code? The bees also have, and I'm only speaking of one or two things here. We can go into every animal, and studies are not yet complete. People are still studying things. Those who are farmers from amongst us, go and ask them how the cows will protect the female cows, meaning the bulls will protect the cows. How? They don't want the neighbors' males to come in to interfere with these females. They'll stand one in that corner, one in that. How? Who told them? These are animals. But insan doesn't want to understand. For this reason, I say, and I started by saying, it is only if we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will then fall straight prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for His sake. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really and truly elevate our status. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu thereafter, what did he hear? The verses continue. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah says, whether you make apparent or loud or clear your prayer or your statement or anything, or whether you conceal it, to Allah it's equal. Now you have something in your heart. Whether you utter it or you do not, does it make a difference to Allah? Nothing. So Allah is as deep as that, and even deeper. What you don't know about your own self, after one split second, Allah knows it. What's going to happen to me in a second? Allah knows that. Allah is in control of it. And then Allah caps the verses, one of the last verses that were read by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, according to the majority of the narrations. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu la ilaha illahu. This is now the worshipped one. And there is none worthy of worship besides him. La ilaha illa huwa. There is none worthy of worship. You see that word ilah comes back again. From aliha ya'lahu, which means to worship. So, la ilaha illahu. There is none worthy of worship besides this worshipped one who has under his control all these things we just mentioned. Who has created you, whom you are going to return to, who gives you health, who grants you sustenance and so on. Lahul asma'ul husna. He has many, many names. All of them are beautiful. Which means use his names. Understand the names. Why is it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala 99 isma, man ahsaha aw hafidhaha dakhala al-jannah. Allah has 99 names, whoever memorizes them, understands them, puts them into practice, lives by them, will enter Jannah immediately. Because you've now understood, you've realized who is Allah. It's not just, some of the ulama say you just memorize them. Inshallah, we hope that Allah will accept that. But a lot of the ulama go deeper and say, man ahsaha aw hafidhaha. It actually means to understand them and to memorize them in your heart, understanding the meaning and what it entails thereafter. So what is the conclusion? For example, if Allah is the sustainer and one of his names is Razzaq, one is to know the name, you know it. One is to understand the meaning of it, you understand it. One is to live by what you've understood of the meaning of the name. That is difficult. Which means Razzaq is the sustainer. So now, when a man right next door opens the shop exactly like mine, if I get upset, I have not understood the meaning of the term Razzaq. That is what it means. And I start working my whole life against him, I haven't understood the name. I know it. I've memorized it. I repeat it every day, 99 names. But I haven't lived by it. So that means I haven't recognized Allah. My sustenance, it will not decrease by a single penny if 10 people open their shops right next to me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. And I can go on and give you more examples. Al-Wahhab, the one who gives gifts. Generally, Wahhab is used when people don't have children. It's used in the Quran. That is the name to use. The one who gives the gifts that no one else can give. The gift of a child and so on. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. Whenever the term hab is used, innaka antal wahhab, look in the Quran, generally the dua is regarding children and offspring and wives and so on. You want to marry a woman, someone else marries her. Now you are upset. You did not understand what is the meaning of Wahhab. You did not understand the meaning of who, you didn't understand the status of your creator. People say, no, I'll only marry her. If four people say the same, three are let down. Let down by whom? By themselves, by no one else. They imposed punishment on themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us and save us.